He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast Special Easter Edition. I'm your host, Adrian, here with my co-host, the man who's been in a debate recently. Not him himself, but people debate whether or not he, in fact, was the one who rolled away the stone for Jesus. I'm not going to start that debate here. However, someone had to be there to high-five Jesus on his way out.
I'm Ramon, and I can neither confirm nor deny that statement.
This scripture today comes from
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. And God raises the Lord and will also raise us up by his power.
Delicious.
And so why have an Easter special? Because without Easter, there is no Christianity. There is no Christian faith. There's no this podcast. It almost didn't happen, but it did, because he resurrected. And you know what? It's kind of hard to believe that people don't believe. I was gonna mention what happens on one of the longest masses of the year. You know, the Easter Vigil Mass. And what happens is they have this candle, the Paschal candle. You know, that big candle. And what they do is they dip it in the baptismal font. And then they light it afterwards. You know, they put it back where it's supposed to be. And they do some inscription that has to do with the liturgical year and whatnot. And then they light it. And then the whole church gets lit up. And that's a representation of new life, of the resurrection. Now, you think about, why is it that we have an Easter bunny? Well, what do bunnies do? They reproduce in large numbers. You know, so they're a sign of fertility, which is something that's known. Well, spring is known for that, and the natural world always points to the supernatural. Why do we have Easter eggs? Because they represent new life. And in a way, the little chick breaking free from that egg represents Christ coming out of the tomb, from out of the darkness of death into light, which is something that Christ himself is. He is the light of the world. You know, so all these things, all these symbols come together. And I don't know if we're going to be able to tie it in, or if we even have enough time to cover that in this one single podcast. But this is the reason for the faith. Easter. Without Easter, there's no faith. And if we don't have faith, then this podcast is in vain. If Christ did not resurrect, according to St. Paul, the faith is in vain. And we have all this other stuff in the faith, but without the resurrection happening, Jesus was a liar. And we have C.S. Lewis talking about this, and you can read about it. Look it up online. It's Jesus, liar, lunatic, or Lord. Only one of those three can be true. The Christian faith existing is proof that he is indeed the Lord.
He is risen is something that I've been seeing a lot on social media, which is an awesome reminder of why I'm Catholic, of why we are Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. Like, you Adrian, you're the scholar here. I'm a little knuckle dragger here, so I just give another type of example. And
you're the heart of the podcast. Right? don't you forget that.
And I heard the story a while back. It was about this man that went on a fishing trip with some fishermen, and they were fishing crabs. Did I ever tell you about that? a little inside, I know, but whatever. Don't concern yourselves with that. So he was there. He didn't know what he was doing. He was just observing mostly. And there was this crab that was trying to get out of the bucket. And this guy was telling the fisherman, like, "Hey, dude, like, this guy's gonna get out of the bucket." And the guy was just ignoring him. And it got to a point where the crab was almost at the top, and they said, "Hey, the crab is gonna come out like right now." He's like, "Just watch." So as the crab was about to get out of the bucket, all the other crabs were pulling him down and pulled him back on the bucket. Now here I am with my secular example. Christ being risen is a very powerful reminder for me. It's a powerful reminder because it reminds me that I need to kill everything that's not leading me closer to God. Anything that's leading me not closer to heaven. Anything that is making me stray away from pulling my brothers and sisters, not back inside of the bucket, but out of the bucket. And back in the ocean, back at home. And that's, you know, my knuckle-dragging example of how are we going to get to heaven? Because we are not of this world. And how are we setting ourselves up for success? Because God already beat death. That's what this Sunday was all about. God already beat death. The garden in Gethsemane, is that how Gethsemane? You pronounce it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When even Christ our Lord said, if you can take this away from me, please do so. Thy will be done. But that was not part of the plan. We're supposed to go through friction. Even the God-man was supposed to go through this friction. And that was the foundation. That was what started this force that we call the Catholic Church. Of course, the ministry had started already. But this is the last of the foundation. And this is where the works begin. And this is why I'm so pumped still, you know? Yeah, people say, oh, yeah, Easter buddy. Was on Sunday. Nah, bro. Easter is still happening. It's the season of Easter. It's a full season that we get to keep strengthening our faith and keep being those crabs, but, you know, the reverse of that, pulling our brothers and sisters out of that stupid bucket so that we don't get slaughtered.
Amen to that. Man, and this is where the example, this is where the Paschal mystery becomes a reality. You know, it's always happening in our lives. You know, I remember when I was talking about doing the consecration to Jesus through Mary, you know, how pumped I was, and then how life just kicked my butt right afterwards with a bunch of stuff. And it kind of led me to a different place, spiritually speaking, you know, where we're getting excited about life and whatnot, or I'm getting excited about life and about all these good things that are here, that are coming my way, or how I feel spiritually uplifted, and how I temper that with a little bit of a dose of reality that's how I feel right now, but at this time, that's when I need to make myself ready for something that may or will come. You know, that in our highs, we need to be reminded that there will be lows. And in our lows, we need to be reminded that there will be highs. And not to say that we need to be less enthusiastic about the faith, less enthusiastic about our life, but that we need to be reminded that without a good Friday, there can be no Easter Sunday. I believe Archbishop Fulton Sheen, or Venerable Fulton Sheen, is the one who is quoted saying that. But we need to remind ourselves about that. That if we're going through hell, good. You know, as Ramon reminded us last episode, Winston Churchill is quoted saying that if you're going through hell, keep going. Because this, as it says in the gospel, will not end in death, but it is for the greater glory of God. Listen to those birds.
Yeah.
I hope the mic can pick it up. It was just another reminder of new life. When things look bad, just know that good stuff is coming your way. And remember that God gives his biggest battles to his best warriors. And sometimes it's going to feel that way. And you're like, you know what? I don't want to be that warrior. Because it sucks. But we're not meant to be comfortable. I'm always quoting this one from Benedict XVI, Pope Emeritus. You know, that we're not meant for comfort. We're meant for greatness. And honestly, like, if you're chosen for these kind of battles, then just take it as a compliment. Because sometimes we don't wish God trust us that much, but he does, and there's a reason for that. No, we all fail. I'm no exception. But I think a lot of the times that's kind of a false humility that takes over me. Whenever I want to share, you know, like, oh yeah, I just failed. And I just did, you know, like we all just failed. but I also just went to confession. You know, I also have all this going in my favor. I also have a pretty good backbone and a support system that will help me get back up. And that's a great thing about the Christian faith is that, man, I love that story that you told right now. Because we have a choice. I mean, those crabs, they just do what they do. They have instincts, and so do we. But we've been given something above all the other creatures on planet Earth, is that we can rise above. And we can pick others up instead of dragging others down. But it's a matter of us doing what we need to do. We have that freedom. We have that choice. You know, we're not like the animals. Like, God didn't just create the world and then steps back and sees how we're going to act. He gives us the grace that we need, and he gives us an intellect and a will that we can use to lead ourselves and others out of the mud. And that's what Easter is all about. It's about opening that tomb, but not through our own power, but through the power of God.
It's what we're doing right now that's exactly what we're going to deliver. Because if the only reason we're going to fail is because we are ill-prepared, and Christ Jesus, he started his ministry at 30 years old. He started doing all this stuff so that the crucifixion was something meaningful and powerful. But God's grace, Jesus Christ's grace and his strength, was put on display. It wasn't his naked body, and it wasn't any shame. It was his strength that was put on display. He was a king. He is the king. But he came down in the form of a servant, of God's servant, to serve us.
As men, we're in charge of a lot of things. We have that mission of being a leader. And I've been listening to a lot of Jocko Willink and Leif Babin and whatnot, and they say one thing over and over again, that the most important quality in a leader is humility. And we're going to be talking about that in our next series, how it's a quality that we need to acquire. And it's something that we need to pray about, because it doesn't come easy. But that's it right there. You know, the most important quality in a leader is humility. And if we don't have that in the way that we're leading our own, then we're not going to have that anywhere. And we're not going to have a place in heaven if we don't develop that humility, which is not saying like, oh, I'm a worm, I can't do anything without God. And it's true, you know, we can't do anything without God, but, you know, we're not useless beings. And sometimes, you know, we need to be reminded of that. And you need to affirm yourself, because God is affirming you every day. You know, humility is not saying, oh, no, I'm no good. Humility is not saying, oh, I fail as a father all the time, though we do. Humility is not saying I fail as a husband all the time, which we do. But also acknowledging those times when we succeed, those times when we do good, those times when there is something good in there. And God put it in there for a reason. And when we fail, we pick ourselves back up. You know, and so we use that model that Jesus laid down for us. And there's a struggle, you know. It's not, and I was sharing with Ramon about this, that and sometimes I don't wanna preach the gospel. sometimes the best thing you can do is pray for the people that are in front of you, the people that don't believe, the people that want to drag you back down into that bucket of shame. No, just pray for them. And remember that the world hated him first. Because it's going to happen. It's not a matter of will it happen. It's a matter of when it will happen. Know that you living your faith, someone's going to try to bust that bubble. At work, at school, wherever you're at. You know, sometimes even at home. And that's why it's so important for us to remember this Easter and every single day of our lives that he is risen. And he overcame death. And if we follow him, so will we.
So pray for us.
We'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferro.
Aquitur.